Well, in the last federal election, BC was a conservative stronghold with 45.5% of the vote going to the party. This time around, things are much closer. In fact, BC is the tightest three-way race in the country, according to the latest look from CBC's poll analyst Eric Grenier. To see how that's playing out in the riding of Cariboo Prince George, I'm joined by our associate producer, Andrew Curiata, this morning. Hi, Andrew.
Good morning.
Okay, who's going to win?
Well, this is the thing about it. It's simply too close to call. I mean, you never know what's going to happen come election day. But at the same time, there are lots of models out there that can give you a pretty decent idea. But what those models are telling us right now is that BC is still a fairly open game. In fact, you do have people like Eric Grenier saying that on election day, we may actually have to wait for all the votes in BC to be counted before we can figure out who won the election. This is different when you usually have a pretty good idea once the votes from Eastern Canada come in. So this is something that hasn't happened in a long time.
And one of the more interesting ridings is Cariboo Prince George. What do you think might happen here?
Well, this has been a really interesting one to watch because, I mean, as we've talked about on the show before, this was a conservative stronghold, but that has changed. Without an incumbent, the conservatives don't have the same sort of secure lead that they have had in previous elections. And that's led many people to dub this a swing or a battleground riding. Eric Grenier has had it moving back and forth between the conservatives and the NDP, with the liberals growing their support quite a bit as well. And this week, that really came to bear with the release of a new poll from an organization called Lead Now. Lead Now is running this project called Vote Together with the explicit goal of trying to defeat the conservatives. And to do this, they identified a number of ridings across the country where the Tories have less than 50% support, but the other parties, mostly the Liberals and the NDP, divide up the rest of the vote, making room for a conservative victory. So what Lead Now has done is conduct polls in these ridings, including Cariboo and Prince George, to try and determine which candidate other than the conservatives has the best chance of winning, and then encouraging the anybody but conservative crowd to vote for that person, even if they aren't their first choice.
Yeah, this has been an interesting story to watch. In fact, they've said Trent Derrick and the NDP are leading candidates, correct?
Yeah, that is correct. But I really have to stress that there are a whole bunch of caveats to this. First of all, it is difficult to get good riding level information. I mean, getting polling information is harder and harder as less people have landlines. And statisticians and the pollsters all say that as you start moving down to riding specific data, it gets even more difficult to get a proper read. The second thing to note is the margin of error on this poll is plus or minus 4.4, which means the numbers going to any of the parties listed could go up or down by that amount so long as the total continues to add up to 100%. So, I mean, it is a bit of math, but as it was released and reported, this poll shows the NDP at 36, Conservatives at 30, and Liberals at 29, but those could go up or down 4. So the more accurate way to present this would be to say the NDP have anywhere between 30 and 40% support, Conservatives between 26 and 34, and Liberals between 25 and 33. And so this means that you could actually have the Liberals winning with 33, NDP 32, Conservatives 30, or the Conservatives could win. And if that happens, it wouldn't mean this poll was wrong. It would still be accurate according to this poll. It just means that people weren't thinking about the margin of error properly. So a three-way race.
Right. Very interesting. And yet that hasn't stopped people from suggesting that the NDP is winning here.
Yeah. In fact, I'm seeing all sorts of social media posts and there's been news headlines citing this poll saying that Trent Derrick and the NDP is the choice to defeat the Conservatives. And as you can imagine, that has been frustrating the Liberal candidate, Tracy Calheiros.
There is no need to have a strategic vote, in my view. I mean, I don't put a whole lot of stock in polls. The only one that really matters is the one on the 19th. It sounds silly, but it's the truth. I have had, I don't know how many emails come at me nationally from these campaigns about asking me to step aside and let Trent win. That's not why I'm running. I'm not running for the NDP. I'm running because I believe passionately in the Liberal platform. I've always been a Liberal. I think that I have something to offer this community, and I think this community wants someone that's going to speak for them, someone that they have faith in, and someone that they've worked with over the last two decades.
And she mentioned hundreds of emails asking her to step down.
Yeah, she said she didn't know how many, and then I asked her, and she said hundreds. But she says that those are coming from across the country. She estimates maybe a dozen of them are from people in the local riding. Instead, she's getting form letters from Newfoundland, Toronto, Winnipeg as part of these Unite the Left campaigns. And she doesn't think it represents what the people here actually want, and she's not such a fan of it.
Okay, and how about Trent Derrick? How is he using this pitch that he is going to win for the NDP?
Yeah, well, of course, for Trent and the NDP, this is a little different. I asked people to send me screenshots of Facebook ads they see from local politicians, and quite a few people sent me one from Trent's campaign showing this graphic of the poll putting him and the NDP in the lead in the Cariboo riding. And then somebody else sent me one of those Google AdWord ads that when you do a Google search for Prince George, and there was a different link for a different organization saying vote for Trent Derrick to defeat Stephen Harper, because that's getting out there. And so, well, Tracy says she doesn't think people are interested in this so-called strategic vote. That's very much part of the strategy with these ads, at least. And Trent says that there is really, in his opinion, there is this anybody but conservative vote.
Door to door, there's been a big, strong sentiment for a lot of ABC, anybody but the conservative. So I think there is that sentiment there. And it's been a very unique campaign with that, because it's there is that anti-Harper sentiment. Even our members are looking at the national polls, and we're taking a look at thinking that they were going to vote Liberal this time to defeat the Conservatives. So, but that's the message. It's you can look at national polls, but you also need to look at the riding, and in this riding, it's between the NDP and the Conservatives.
But, you know, Carolina, the other thing that struck me about this poll is that it did only ask people about their voting intentions, and then they listed the four main parties, Conservative, NDP, Liberal, and Green. So when they were being asked, there was no chance to answer that I want to vote for somebody else, because this is a riding with two independents and a candidate for the Christian Heritage Party. And of them, Sheldon Clare, the independent, has been running the most high-profile campaign, perhaps the most high-profile independent campaign in the country. He has street signs out. He's had coverage from Maclean's magazine, the Toronto Star. There was a feature on with him on the Vice News website. Plus, he's had some support from Margaret Atwood on Twitter. And he says national coverage doesn't equal local votes, but he doesn't put much stock in any poll that doesn't have him on the list of options.
The construct validity on this poll is ridiculous. It's clearly very skewed. It's clearly something that has no basis on any notion of validity. I mean, the NDP's been trumpeting it because, oh, look, we're ahead. Well, I'm not so sure who's ahead. Even by that poll, you can't tell. And quite frankly, it doesn't include me. So I think I'm a factor here.
And I was at the opening. Yeah, I was at the opening of Sheldon's campaign when he gave his speech announcing he was running. And he's been saying from the start that he is going to pull in votes from the left and the right. So if he's correct about that, it could really change the results of not just this poll, but the election itself. He says he thinks that at the end of the day, what people are going to be looking for is strong local leadership, somebody who puts the interest of its communities first and foremost, kind of echoing what Tracy Calogaros of the Liberals said earlier, that she thinks that people are going to be looking for the individual candidate who can represent the riding, maybe more than just the party. The other thing that Sheldon and Tracy both told me, though, and I do think this was pretty interesting, is that no matter what happens, they're both glad this campaign has changed the conversation around the Cariboo Prince George. They feel like, as a safe riding, it's been taken for granted for decades, and that by emerging as this battleground during this election, it means that all the parties are going to pay more attention to it in the future.
And we'll certainly be paying attention to it as well on Election Day this Monday. Andrew Curiata, thanks so much for this.
Thank you.
Now, coming up in just a few moments here, we're going to look at the possibility that no single party will end up with a majority of seats, and that we may need to wait even longer to see what Parliament looks like. We'll speak to a constitutional expert about the rules around a minority government. And then in the next half hour, George Baker will drop by to take a look at the race to the finish in the Skeena-Bulkley Valley, Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies riding. In the meantime, a reminder that if you'd like, you can hear the candidate interviews right across Northern BC, nearly everybody who's running for election here in Northern BC. You can also look at the video of our candidate debates as well as other election stories. It's all there, facebook.com. Just search for Daybreak North.